Shout out to friends of the Temple Sounds the Culture radio show, Mark Moshiro, CEO of Mark Henry Media. Thank you very much for supporting the show. I like supporting other business entrepreneurial minded people because that's the way we build together. Together we build. Mark Henry Media, check out Mark Henry Media for some of the great notes and stuff that's happening in Tech Atlanta and also what's happening in the media world. Mark Henry, salute! Keep doing the good stuff. Shout out to Sebastian Ongoma, CEO of Traffic Data Services South in Atlanta. Big up yourselves. Yeah. If you're only an entrepreneur, you've got to hang out with entrepreneurs. You've got to think like a business person. Yeah. And if you're thinking about starting something, don't hesitate. Do it. You'll never be ready. You just have to start. And if you have any questions about doing that, like I said, I'm a certified coach and a professional coach in this field and in this business. I'm just trying to make people recognize that don't stop because you think you're not ready. Yeah? 412-499-5000. Hit me up. I'll let you know how to go about that. Allow me to unlock those blockers that are blocking you from achieving what it is you're trying to achieve. Yeah? I'm your host, Dr. Kenya OC Radoli on the ones and twos. We're going to take a break. Don't go anywhere. You can always go and check out the recorded podcasts for any replays, for any shows that you've missed. Temple Sounds of Culture. everybody, for joining us. It's the Temple Sounds, the Culture Show. Would like to welcome you. This is what we do every Saturday from 8 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. We're playing that smooth Afro house, also known as Amapiano music. Let us know where you're listening from, 412-499-5000. I'm your host, Dr. Kenya O.C. Radoli. We're broadcasting from the beautiful city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. From Pittsburgh to the rest of the world, welcome everyone. Come vibe with me for this other set. You're more than welcome. Share the word. Share the show. Share the podcast, temposounds.com. Let's keep growing this community one listener at a time, yeah?
I'm about to go jump. Pull up on me. Pull up on me.
You are in the mix with Dr. Kenya OC, exclusively on WRCT and My Walking Radio.
We do it because we love it, and we do it because it's fun.
This is Tembo Sounds, the culture show. Welcome, everyone. Artist called Cineman Q. Song is called The Oxford King. I'd like to welcome my Oxford, UK listeners. like to welcome our listeners from Greenfield, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hello, Greenfield. Come vibe with me, Pittsburgh. We know how to chill out on this show, right? Can you feel me? You dig?
Timbo Sounds a Culture.
I just You're listening to the Tembo Sounds Show. Inzwa ingoma, inzwa iwo show, hande tuwo ni askana.
Tembo mina lovi, mina zume zunga mi, mina zume zunga mi, sana senti ziyo, mina zume zunga mi, nitu mina zume zunga mi, mina zume zunga mi, sana senti ziyo.
Go and pity man, busu makelwa,
Hello everyone, welcome to the Timber Sounds the Culture. Pittsburgh's in the building. Big ups and shout outs to Dan Owiti, Walter Were, and Rebecca Nabwire. Rebecca Volaurie, how you doing, Rebecca? Like I said, come vibe with me every Saturday, 8 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. Summertime is coming. Looking forward to the Timber Sounds of Culture taking the show on the road. (412) 499-5000 Like I said, that's a Pittsburgh number. If you're trying to reach me internationally, you gotta hit type plus one, then 412-499-5000. Yeah. Shout out to our listeners from Alexandria, Johannesburg, South Africa. Hello, Wachane. Listeners in Botswana, Dumela Ma! Listeners from Burkina Faso, bonjour! Our listeners from Egypt, Assalamu Alaikum! Listeners from Kenya, Mambo Vipi, Mambo Namna Gani. Listeners from Madagascar, Salama Mbola. Let us know you're listening from. A big up your wins. It's always a pleasure for us to be broadcasting live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. 412, that's the area code. 499-5000. Holla at me, let me know what's good. It's your host, Dr. Kenya O.C. Radoli. Coming up next is an artist called Sndala. Sndala B and Paige. Name of the song is Ngia Zifela Ngawe.
Thank you.
artist is called Gaba Canal, featuring George Leslie. This wonderful song is called Healer. Shout out to my Canadian family, Dave Charlie, and my niece, Brianna Charlie Kulima. Brianna, congratulations on your graduation coming up in May. Congratulations, my dear niece. Milestone, first degree under the belt. Looking forward to that graduation in May. We're gonna look and see if we can make it up to Canada. Brianna, this is for you. Catching the Tembo Sound Show for the first time, welcome. We are glad you're here and we are glad you're jamming with us. The Tembo Sound Show gets crazy. We get really, really, really into it every week. 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. For those not in the US, just think about it, New York time, yeah? Shout outs to my family in Brooklyn. It's been a tough week once again. Oh, New York, New York, New York. Trust me, man. That city never leaves you. Wherever you go, New York is part of you. My Brooklyn, Crooklyn family, hang in there. Glad you're all okay. Sometimes I feel like sharing with the world what it means to have a New York state of mind. You've got to be in it to believe it. You've got to be in it to feel it. But we're coming to you from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I want to say this is the last song of the set. If you want to catch up with more Tembo Sounds The Culture shows, please go to my website, tembosound.com. You can get your shows on demand. They are family friendly. So you can play them, jam them with your family, friends, at work, at your places of business. And if you want to sponsor the show, please get a hold of me, 412-499-5000. We call that underwriting. I shall get you to the right people to allow you to underwrite your business, your services on the Tembo Sounds The Culture Show. Adios. Thank you very much for keeping me company. Until next week, I've been your host, Dr. Kenya O.C. Radoli.
NRA secret, right? I remember the CNN town hall after the Parkland shooting back in 2018, and one of the students asked Marco, Senator Rubio, you know, are you willing to give up NRA money? The NRA, the money that the NRA gives to pro-gun candidates is not that important, and it is not as important as the money that the NRA devotes to attack ads. Before with front groups, now due to Citizens United, they don't have to even bother hiding it. But attack ads attacking gun control candidates. And in the past, they've been quite successful at that. Now, with the strength of the gun reform movement, it seems like it's going to be harder.
That's Frank Smythe, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Frank Smythe on the NRA Unmasked. Given the recent mass shootings, which left 18 dead in Atlanta, and in our hometown of Boulder, we are rebroadcasting this program. Gun violence exacts an enormous toll on U.S. society, claiming tens of thousands of lives every year. Many more thousands are wounded and scarred physically and psychologically. from malls to schools, from places of worship to concerts. There is no safe space. Weapons of war are easily obtainable. We have the spectacle of armed militias in combat gear roaming state houses, threatening the lives of government officials, and invading the national capital itself on January 6th. The main gun lobby is the National Rifle Association, the NRA. It resists common sense reforms. No matter the tragic occasion, the NRA recites its slogan, "Guns don't kill people, people kill people." The NRA denounces calls for reasonable gun control as attacks on freedom and liberty. The organization's actual history is hidden not only from the general public, but even from its own members. To talk about the NRA is Frank Smythe. He's an independent journalist whose articles have appeared in The Washington Post and The Progressive. He's the author of The NRA, The Unauthorized History. He spoke on February 14th at an online event moderated by Norm Stockwell of The Progressive magazine. And now, Frank Smythe.
As you know, this is the third anniversary, most of you know, of the Parkland, Florida, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas high school shooting 3 years ago that resulted in 17 fatalities, I believe, and a number more injured. And it also led to students from Parkland High School, surviving students, taking a lead to energize the gun reform movement. And they've accomplished a lot. We're going to talk about that, though I still think there are a number of hurdles ahead in terms of implementing meaningful and lasting gun reform, gun control in the United States. Biden's gun plan today, on the third anniversary, President Biden announced that he put his gun plan that he's had in the works now since he was a candidate. He's now announced he's going to attempt to put it into, turn these proposals into law. Number one, they would eliminate or reduce the ruling before that was passed, or the law that was passed under the Bush administration, W, that protected gun manufacturers from lawsuits for the misuse of their weapons in mass shootings. Biden is seeking to reestablish legal liability for gun manufacturers, number one. And for those of you in favor of gun reform, it would be an important step if it could be achieved. Number two, he wants to implement robust and universal background checks, which failed in 2013 after the Newtown, Connecticut Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting involving largely second grade classrooms and young people and their teachers. So that I think has the best chance of success in what Biden is proposing. Number three, Biden would outban high capacity magazines that would carry more than 10 rounds of ammunition. And four, today he said that he would impose an assault weapons ban. Now, all of these measures would, if they were all come to pass, would impose